You know all Mahabharata. That is why your Gurudev gave you your name,
Mahabharata.
You can answer, can you answer that? What was the effect of Battle of Mahabharata? When both parties, all these prominent
heroes
were killed, only five Pandavas, Krishna,
and three in
Kaurava side,
Kripacharya, Ashwatthama, and Kripacharya, were left,
and all them.
All the weapons, dhanurvidya, archery, also
ruins.
All the ladies became. So really, what was the effect of this Mahabharata? You should tell very briefly.
One effect, Maharaj, is that Krishna eliminated structures you were overburdened in the earth. The other effect is that he reinstalled King Yudhisthira as the emperor of
Yudhisthira Bharahan Kullan. Okay, anything else? Why Krishna came to this world? There is a promise in Srimad Bhagavad Gita and also in Vedas, it's Paritranaya Sadhuna, Dina Sacha Dushkita, Dharma Sangsthapana, Samhavami. Was it established by Mahabharata battle? Was not.
Yes. By battle? First two things were done.
Krishna has come to establish Yuga Dharma. No? Paritranaya, as Gita, in Gita is helpful. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya duskritam. By doing two things, to establish Dharma. Was it established by this battle? Was not.
Huh? No. Anyone? Krishna also spoke Bhagavad Gita on the
battlefield. Really, it was established. All the demons. First, only false ego and hero. I'm so intelligent. Fighting each other, not following real Atma Dharma. We are all eternally servants of Kansa, Jarasandha, Duryodhan is all associates. We are denying this fact. So Krishna killed all the demons. And after that, what became? What Krishna has come to do? To love each other. Even to love creepers. No? Krishna used to love creepers. Creepers also. Deer, animals, trees. Trees used to bend in the lotus feet of Krishna and deer here. Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of Krishna. So after Mahabharata battle, after 300 years after, first sitting of Srimad Bhagavat was there. Even that day, Srimad Bhagavat was not preached. But after 300 years, Krishna left this world. He said, associateless. Mahabharata battle was done. And then a time came to preach Srimad Bhagavatam. This was the aim and object of Mahabharata battle, that this should be preached Srimad Bhagavatam. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? Love and affection to Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj was there. Sukadev Goswami came and he told this. After 200 more, after that, Dhundukari and Gokarna were there. Again, second, what?
Adivation.
Adivation means?
Recitation of Bhagavatam.
Health. And third, when Bhakti Devi became old with his two sons, and Narada went to his elder brother, four sons of Kumar. And he told that all should listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. All the problems for all human beings, all
living
entities, for all time, all this is solved by him, by hearing and by solving Srimad Bhagavatam. At the time of Mahabharata, before Mahabharata, they had no time to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. All were badly engaged in gratification and fighting each other like them. So at that time, there was no time to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. But all the demons like Karna, Shakuni, Dushasana, Jarasandha and Pandit Vasudev, all were killed. Now there was a peaceful time. Oh, who are these? Is there any God or not? Who is controlling this world? Who is managing whole world? From where this world came? And why all problems coming? And then Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti Devi at once became so. John, his son, Jan and Varan also there. And there was peaceful for some time. And then Srimad Bhagavatam was preaching over. That is there. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He was the embodiment of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is embodiment of Radha and Krishna both together. And he came only to give love and affection for all. In any way, all the conditioned souls, they have this like a seed in them. And that is why Krishna and his deities came in this world. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was bhakti, there was love something, but not so deep love. There were also so many sampradaya acharya like Madhva, Ramanuj, Vyas,
Vishnu Swami,
Vallabhacharya. Oh, they propagated this. But not like a bhakti rush and so high like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. A sprinkle there must be for so long. Not. At that time, Narada was there before battle of Mahabharata. But no one was listening to him. But when Mahabharata finished, and then he, whole world he was. Now he had sent something, he has kept Veena, and now he has taken Mridanga and Kartal with him. And that people have been going, we are not realizing this. In any say, in any guru,
Narada Maharaj,
also preaching all this. So there was a good result of Mahabharata. Sometimes wars, great wars are necessary for these demons. They become like blind. They want to destroy the whole world. They cannot do that. Now I am coming to my subject. Always you should know that Krishna will always manage this one. Always is controlled. No one other to control. Even Brahma cannot do. Even Mahavishnu. So control is varied. But Krishna can control all these things. He can control the Brahma, Mahesh, Shankar and all. Now, before the birth of Krishna, you know that how Parikshit Maharaj disappeared. So when Krishna has not appeared in this world, this prithvi, the earth, what is earth, was telling so much this world. He can have a load of all world, but he becomes upset when the person having so false ego, thinking that I am this body, quarreling each other, doing so many bad activities like Duryodhan was doing with Draupadi and all others, then earth becomes so
burden for her.
All this, sorry. She went to demigods. Because demigods sometimes look over all this world to maintain peace and order. But they could not do anything. So they all went to Shankar. And taking Shankar, they went to Brahma. And Brahma took them and went to Krishna. And he began to pray in throne. Here is his throne. His worshipable, Garbhodha Sai Vishnu, he told in the sky,
aerial voice,
like that, that my Prabhu has known that world is now suffering. Who is his Prabhu? Of Garbhodha Sai Vishnu. Who is Prabhu? Krishna himself. He has known. And quickly he will come. At once you should go and take your birth in Jadav family and tell your wife to go and to take birth there to serve Krishna Priya. All demigods to serve Krishna and their wife to serve Srimati Radhika. Quickly you should go and he is coming. And then they returned and they began to take birth there. After some time, Vasudev, there was a marriage of Vasudev and Dev. After marriage, she was sitting on the chariot, taking the reins of horses, reins of horses, and loving her younger sister. He was there. In the meantime, again,
a voice
came from the sky that a home foolish person, you don't know that the child of this Devaki will kill you. Hearing this, he became violent. And he killed a soul in his right hand. And by left hand he took the and what at stake. But Vasudeva was so intelligent and he was so sahishi,
tolerant.
If anyone has no tolerance, he cannot do bhajan of Krishna, never. So whether renounced person, brahmachari or grihastha, which is the very tolerant, like Prahlad Maharaj, Hanchakya, like Srinivasacharya. You saw that his son was dead, even chanting. So tolerance is necessary. Tena, that is Suni Tena, Tarorapi Sahisunana, Amanina Manudena, Kirtaniya. If anyone chanting and remembering Krishna name and his person, but if he is not following Tena, Dapi Suni Tena, this slope, then he is really not Vaishnava. This is sometimes we misguide in this. Anyone second this Tulsi Ved chanting Hare Krishna, oh, we should think that, oh, this one. And then quarrels, have false egos, and doing nothing chanting, living chanting. Oh, he was Vaishnava, but he has left. I think he was never Vaishnava, and he never left. Only formality will not do. We should try to recognize Vaishnava. Agrahaya mukti, tave sarvabandhana, sabasya haishne pare Vaishnava. If anyone has not like that, he has attachment, is worldly attachment. Lots and lots desire, always spiraling for worldly things. He cannot be here. Outwardly taking mala and this will not do. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Raya Ramananda that Sarup Namodar, in what process we should take and chant them, that being a devotee, we will attain praise. Then he told, this is Lord. He told, Sarup Ram Raya,
Sarup
Laila Nam Prem Upajar. In what process we will try to take chanting them? Then we will be real devotees and Krishna friends. Oh, then he told, if anyone devotee following this slope, Tina Dapi Suni Tena Tarurupi Sahisuna Amani Nama Krishna, then he can follow. Never. If outwardly he is falling down like Bharat Maharaj, like Chetra Ketu Maharaj, it is for teaching to world, not teaching to world. So, Vasudeva was like that. What is the meaning of Vasudeva? Where Krishna takes rest. He is Suddha Sattva. When we will go in the stage of Bhavarati, then this Suddha Sattva will come to our heart and Krishna will take his heart and pure name will be acting that state. So he was so intelligent. So he told so many things. Why you are disturbed by this? She is your
sister.
Younger sister,
like
your
daughter.
Why you are going to kill her? Do you believe in that
real world,
real fire? Yes. He thought, Vasudeva Maharaj, he is a demon. He is half believing and half
not believing.
If the aerial sound has told that you will be killed, then he will be must killed. Why all those things? So, Vasudeva Maharaj has this very strong faith that he cannot kill devotees. And because eight son will come and he will kill Kama, surely. Anyhow, I should be any nimitta.
Instrument.
He cannot do anything. So he wanted to do that. He told that, if this son, eight son will be burned, I will give to you. Oh, I want to give my old child. and first child he gave, then he became very happy. And he returned, let go, you are very true person. I believe you. So when that son will come, you can go. But in the meantime, Narada came. What you are doing? Oh, you are my very dear disciple. What you are doing? Nonsense. Don't do like this. If you are returning all these sons, then they will be very
grow up
and very strong, and then
join the
70s and that one. They will easily kill you. You should not do. And demigods are very intelligent and tricky. If they will count from second, then who will come eighth?
First will be eighth.
First will be eighth. So which is first and which is last, which is eighth, which is sixth, which is no certain. So if first will be counting from second, then this will be
eighth.
And he will kill you. Why he did so? He was very very much worried for Krishna. He was always waiting for Krishna. When he comes. And he knew everything, past, present and future. And if Kansi is not doing more bad things, then it may be delay of Krishna. So he asked. And he knows that Atma is Ajarama. Soul is
immortal.
Any kind. By this doing, Krishna will help them to be transcendental. Any very rare devotee can realize. So here, after telling Narada Rishi went, and he went to again to Vasudeva Maharaj. He also tried to he told that you should try to a son will be and he will kill Kansa. So you should try to support and nourish him very well. I'm going. He was friend of both. No Shatru. If there was no Kansa, no pastimes of these all Krishna. So someone realized the mercy of Narada. And after that, one by one, six sons were killed by sons. And then Sankarsan came in the womb of Devaki. By Yog Maya, he was taken to the womb of
Rohini Devi.
And then first came Valladev Prabhu. Malli 15 days before
8 days.
Krishna came, Baldev came on Purnima and Krishna came on Ashtami. Only there was difference of 8 days between them. And that is why they always after birth they are playing together. Their name ceremony was done in same day. They were like all friends. So both were.
Yeah.
After that, Krishna came in the eighth birth of
this. This was also a question of, I think, Parikshit Maharaj. Why Baldev?
Yes. So, this question was answered. That first he came in the womb of Devaki. And 6 months he was there. And in 7 months,
transferred.
He was transferred by Yogmaya in the womb of
Rohini.
In Rohini Garb, Baldev was there from before for 6 months waiting. And this went there. And this, the Devaki son and Vasudeva son.
Rohini son.
No. The son of Devaki was part Krishna. he was Vishnu or Narayan, Narayan Shakti. So this Baldev of Devaki was mixed in the Rohini Om with Baladev there. He was present there. And after, again, 6 months, or 14 months, Baldev passed. And after after 8 days, Krishna came in the Om of partly. And he came full in the Om of Mother Yashoda Maya, with Yoga Maya there. Anyone could not know this mystery. Yoga Maya knew. After that, when Krishna took birth in the prison of Kanskaragar, in the prison of Kanskaragar, he was 400. Age about 16, very young, very beautiful, hair so long, long, curved, golden ornament, like sea vatsa, here also, sankh chakra tadapa, a sun does not come like this. So Krishna appears, as he appeared from the pillar, Nisinghade. He appeared there, but not like a sun, by Om. But he appeared there, partly, like Mahavishnu or Narayana. And then when he appeared, Vasudev and Devaki began to pray. Oh, you are himself, the supreme personality of God. Krishna told, yes, I am the same. So long before, you were Prishni Garbha, Devaki, and Vasudev, Sutapa. And you were praying, you are doing so much hard austerity, more than 60,000 years. Standing on the floor, feet up, not taking air and water, anything. And then I appeared in the same. I told that you should have anything. You both told that he wants a son like you. Then I told there is none equal to me. Asamol Satattva. There is none. So I must have to come like you. And when he heard, then they began to pour green prayer. After that, Krishna told that you should keep me where? I'm becoming like a boy. And take me to Gokul. And there, a daughter of Nanda Baba is there, Yashoda, and you should be. But what became? When Krishna here in 400, he appears, and there also in Gokul, Krishna came at the same time, in full. And like a baby, here is Janma Leela, the pastime of coming in Om. Coming from Om there. And after some time, a baby also, daughter, lady baby.
Natural birth of a child.
And also after that, 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes after that, Yoga Maya. So both were there. A son and a daughter. When Vasudev prayed that, I want that you should be a child. Then I will obey your orders and I will take it to
Gokul.
In the same time, Krishna became like a child. And at the same time, Krishna in Gokul, he came here and took that 400 Vasudev.
Oh, he converted from 400 to
he took
in him.
And then
that form in him.
Only child was there. No 400. And quickly he took. And he kept there. And he took
Yogma.
But here it has been so. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami is telling that Krishna was born in Mathura and he took it to Gokul and he brought a
daughter
from there, their daughter, and he exchanged. But we see that next day Nandastu Atmaja Utapanne. Sukadeva Goswami first told that Krishna came from Vasudev and Devi. Why he is telling? That he knew that Parikshit Maharaj in the dynasty of relating to Krishna.
Vasudev
Nanda. And he will be happy that he is doing everything. He has gone to Vrindavan, he has played all these things. Again he came to Mathura, again he went to Dwarka. To please king. But he was hiding something there. It is true that Krishna is son of Vasudeva. But partly, with opulence, Narayana is like that. Big, but Nandanandan is supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam, and that, who is he? That Krishna. Also, he had told when he came, Vasudev returned, taking a baby girl, and automatically the doors were closed. The Hasakri and Beri, chains were locked in their hands and feet. And all guards, they woke. And they heard a voice of beating a girl. At once they went to Kans. Kans at once came and wanted to kill this girl. But Dev and Devaki were praying him that don't do so. But he was not a person to listen. He took his heart and he wanted to escape like this that she should be smiling. But in the meantime, she went above in the sky. And he became Ashtabhuja,
800,
and so many weapons. And he was riding on a
lion.
And told him, oh, Kans, what can you do? And he gets some kick from here. And he became. He was upset and he was rolling down on the earth. He was sent to his Griha Devata.
With my family.
Family. What's that happened? And he he began to do something. She told that your enemy has taken birth already. You cannot do anything to me. And yes, Sukadeva Goswami now. He is telling Adrishta Anuja Vishnu. When Kans was doing like this, and he came out from his hand and went to the sky. Adrishyat means
disappeared.
Who disappeared? The sister of Krishna. Mane this Krishna. How he became the sister of Krishna? In jail of Kans, only Krishna was there, no daughter there. So Yogamaya is not sister of Krishna by this Krishna. How it became? If Krishna and that Yogamaya coming from the womb of Yashoda Maya, then they can be proven. So he has this. Because in Mahabharata, Sila Hari Granth it has written that Yashoda yielded two sons and one daughter. And they were blessed. That son in Krishna. So, After that, Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhaman. Any Prajvasi cannot tell that he is the son of God. Never. Even trees, creepers, what to tell of human? Gopi Gopi, never. I want to say that if Mathura Vasi are telling something and Brajavasi are telling something, which is true and to whom we should
believe?
Mathura Vasi always tells lies. Srimad Bhagavat Vishwanath Chakravarti Gita Srimad Bhagavat Krishna has told. Arjun told that I don't believe you. Then he told that, oh, na me bhakta pranashyati, you should promise. You should. I will not, because I may change my view. Because I am Mathura Vasi. Because who Krishna was in Kurukshetra, he was from Mathura, from Devaki.
Not
so, gopis are telling, Nakhalu Gopika Anandano Bhavan, Akhila Dehinam Antradasmati, Vikhanu Sasri. So, Vishwa Guptae, Sakhi Mudhiyavan,
Sastatam Kule.
Oh, you are surely the son of Yashodamaya. Yashodamaya is so merciful. But you are not merciful, why? You must be merciful like Yashodamaya. So, you should appear here. And nidhati. Also,
no nidhati of pradhati.
Jayati te dhika janmana praja. Who is telling?
Gopi.
Vyas Devi is telling. Narada is telling. Brahma is telling Sukhdev Goswami. Sukhdev Goswami only repeating. Their words. Jayati te dhika janmana praja. Oh. Press should be so glorious. Why? Because when Krishna took birth in Vrindavan, Brajabhuvi, in Gokul, then Lakshmi used to roam everywhere to decorate. Like a dasi, like a maid servant. So here also, Janmana Prajaya is very
prominent.
Prominent. Also, Gopis are telling to Katyayani, further, Katyayani, Mahamai, Mahajoganadhishwari, Nanda Gopasutam Patime Kuruse. But they are praying, we want that the son of Nanda Baba should our head. Then Katyayani, yes,
it will be.
Krishna came and he instead of Yogamaya. Yogamaya never came, Katyayani never came. Krishna himself came and penetrated. So he is a Nanda Sutra. Putri Ghute Janardane. Putri Ghute Janardane. Also in Srimad Bhagavate. When Krishna will be your son, Devaki and Vasudev. Nanda Sunu, I am Artha Jananam. All the gopis answer. Nanda Sunu, I am Artha Jananam. Narvado Jarahi Kujitadin. That is, you are Nanda Sunu. Tavasuta, Sati Jadadhara Vinde, Nanda Sunu, Anughetava Vasu. Also they are saying that. So many things. Also, Devaki Janma Bhado, partly the son of Devaki, not solely and wholly. So when Sukadeva Goswami is telling, so please, Parikshit. But when he is observed in telling Harikatha,